Good morning, and we do praise God for each of you on this call today. This is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. Here it is, the sixth day of December, and I tell you, we're moving closer and closer to the end of the year, but we do praise God for his keeping power, for him sustaining us through 11 months, and here it is, the last month of the year. And we have much to be thankful for. God has been faithful. He's been kind. He's been just. He's been merciful. He's an omnipotent God. He's an omniscient God. And you know what? He continues to look beyond our faults and get right to our needs. So I thank him today for yet waking us up right early this morning. And here we are clothed in our right minds. And need I remind you today that if it had not been for the Lord on our sides, somebody tell me, where would we be? Well, let me give you the playback number for this inspirational moment today. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. Of course, we have several platforms that we are dealing with today. We have our Facebook Live platform as well as those who are on our conference call. And so we're grateful for God just extending favor toward us and allowing us to even reach a larger audience through this time that we spend together each Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And it seemed like I heard my brother on the call as we were preparing to set up down in St. Mary's, Georgia. Good morning, Brother Earl. We hope that your day goes well and that you are having a fantastic morning. Well, there is a word today that I just want to share, and that word is found in 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 7 and 8. And here's what it says from the New Living Translation. It says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." That's powerful, isn't it? That's the English Standard Translation. And you've heard that verse before. And, you know, as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating over what I would share with you this morning, my mind began to go back over our conversation that we had in our Bible study on last night. Last night, for those of you who were on, and those of you who are not, I'll share with you just a little bit about that. We started last night talking about forming lasting relationships. We just finished our series of studies in the Song of Solomon, and we went through all of the books of wisdom, and we closed out with a powerful piece in dealing with the Songs of Solomon and the love story that happens in that particular book, and how Solomon fell in love with this Shunammite, and how he began to express his love, and she began to be very expressive of her love toward her, toward him. And so what happened as a result of that, we thought it would be proper that we just extended ourselves and talk a little bit about forming lasting relationships. Lady Kim and I had agreed that we were going to do this together, and she had a meeting last night, and hopefully we'll take this study throughout December and start a fresh study in January with our Bible study. But, you know, as I thought about forming lasting relationships, we mentioned last night that it starts by sharing how important it is for us to begin and end our relationship with God. Yeah, if you're going to form a lasting relationship, you have to start and you have to begin with God. Your relationship starts with God, and then your relationship ends with God. And God is in the middle. So, and I know some of us are not there yet, and we mentioned that on last night, how many times people find themselves already engaged in a relationship and perhaps been in a relationship for a while. And they say, "Well, Pastor, it's hard for me to really start with God when I started with some other things in mind. I was dealing in the natural and not in the spiritual when I started. I had my mind and my eyes set on some other things other than God." But you know, when things get in a mess and when you begin to see things going south, then we always come back to God and ask God to get us out of the situation. But here's what I want to tell you today, and we're going to talk about this scripture I just lifted up. It's not too late for you to get on track. Even though you may have gone through some situations and some relationships in your past that has left a sour taste in your mouth, a bitter taste in your spirit, and you probably saying to yourself, you know, I'm done with relationships, I'm done with women, I'm done with men, I was abused and misused, I really don't want to put myself in that kind of position again, I don't want to deal with that, I'm done with relationships. Well, I'm here to tell you that unless you're done with God, guess what, you're not done with relationships, because relationships are the essence of who we are as a people of God. You can't get around relationships. God is a God of relationships. The Bible is a book about relationships. And even if you're not in an intimate relationship with someone else, there's always going to be that full circle of relationships that you are going to encounter. And so even though you've had failures, even though you may have had disappointments, even though you may have messed up and you just have given up on relationships, in a real sense, you're saying that you're giving up on God. Because if you read your Bible, you know that God is notorious for doing the impossible. And even in the story that we shared with you on Sunday from Simeon and Anna, God can step in even when you are getting ready to close your eyes, and he can turn that situation around. And if you trust God and believe God, God will do the impossible. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. You might well say, Pastor, I've outgrown relationships, I'm beyond that. But no, if you're beyond that, then you must be beyond God, because God would place somebody in your life even if you're 67 years old. I'm just putting that out there. I might be talking to somebody who's 67 and you've given up. But God will turn your situation around even if you're on the brink of getting ready to turn 70 years old. And he'll place somebody in your life and make your life fresh and anew. So don't give up on relationships. And by all means, don't give up on God, because God is a God of relationships. But we looked at this scripture in 1 John where it says, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And so this is just kind of an offshoot of last night, because when two people who love God come together, there's an assumption that his love toward them is the guiding paradigm in that whole situation by which they love each other. But you know, love must be and should be an action word, and it should be demonstrated through our behavior toward each other. You would agree with me on that. And when we share intimately with God, he teaches us the essence of love. And so that's why it's important for you to begin with God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us, because God cannot be separated from his love, and love cannot be separated from him. And so if you are tied up and tangled up in your love for God, you have your vertical relationship in place, and then the horizontal relationships, I believe, will fall in place because you have your relationship with God in place. And many times the reason why horizontal relationships do not work out is because the vertical relationship is not intact. You've got to love God as you love. You got to love yourself. You got to be in love with God, because here it is. People will disappoint you. People will let you down. And, you know, we have to learn to love as God loves. And we are bound to that love even when disagreements arise. I'm talking to somebody who's perhaps going through a very difficult time right now, because you feel like giving up and throwing in the towel just because you ran into a little roadblock or a little stumbling block. But here it is, and I said a little bit about this last night. when two imperfect people get together, they are bound to be some trying times. People look at Lady Kim and I and they say that we have y'all are so anointed, y'all are perfect couple. No, you need to erase that out of your mind. There are no perfect people, there are no perfect relationships, and so there are no perfect churches. And so you need to be mindful of that, because all too often we find ourselves trying to make everybody perfect and we're not perfect. And so when two imperfect people come together, there are going to be some trying times. Kim and I have gone through a lot of things in our 40 years, over 40 years of marriage. But we're still together. And through those trying times, through those difficult times, we were stretched in our faith and we gained a deeper commitment to each other. And so here's what I want to tell you today, and time is getting away from us. We're going to pick this back up next week in our Bible study. You got to embrace the challenge and know that God's love will prevail. So whatever it is you're going through, don't let your situation or your location obscure your destination. You got to continue to trust the timing of God in your situation. Somebody ought to say amen. He may not come when you want him to, but I'm a living witness that he's always right on time. In relationships, there are going to be ups, there are going to be downs, there are going to be trials, there are going to be tribulations. But in your relationship, there will be many days when you don't even feel like focusing on your potential. But I want to encourage you to continue to trust God, believe that God will see you through it, and each victory will help you some other to win. And the very thing that you might be avoiding, or the very thing that you don't want to go through, the very thing that's challenging you to the point where it looks like it's not going to work out, just hold on and hold out even through the difficult times, and know that God is bringing something to pass in your situation that's going to strengthen you for what lies ahead. Somebody say amen. And so I just want to encourage you today and let you know that healthy relationships begin with love. And God is love. And so it starts with God. It ends with God. And God is all infused in the middle. All right. So you be encouraged today, even as you prepare to make your way and continue to trust the timing of God, even in your relationships. And know that God is the God of relationships. The Bible is a book about relationships. You cannot get around the fact that you're going to be connected in one form or another in a relationship. Even if you feel like you've done everything that you can do, Pastor, I'm at an age now where I have no desire. No, if you don't give up on God, then relationships are still a vital necessity in your life. And if God decides that he's going to put somebody in your life, trust me, you'll be ready for what God yet has in store. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we bless you and we honor you. We thank you today for your keeping power. We thank you for sustaining us in the midst of everything that we are going through. Teach us, oh God, how to demonstrate our love toward each other the same way you have demonstrated your love toward us. Even with our shortcomings, even with our failures, even with the difficulties that we've had to experience in life, you saw potential in us and you didn't give up on us. So help us, oh God, even as we struggle and as we go through challenges that lie ahead, to continue to be determined in our spirit not to give up on you. So we love you today. We honor you. We bless your name. We thank you for your divine favor. Give us the knowledge that we need that can only come from you. And now, God, we ask a special blessing upon those who are struggling and straining and yet trying to make sense of their relationship. We pray that they will seek your face, get into your word, study your word, and know that your promises are sure and your satisfaction is yet guaranteed. We pray for those who are bereaved today, and we lift up the families who are yet preparing to place loved ones to their final rest. So we love you today. We honor you. Now bless us even as we go forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Well, hope you have a fantastic day today as you make your way. It's a dreary day here in Memphis. But here's what I want you to do. As I always say, keep your spiritual antennas up, because I believe God is going to place you in position to be a blessing. And remember now, we're blessed to be a blessing. Love to do some love, loving. And we're saved that we might get somebody else saved. Okay? You be encouraged. Until next time, you be blessed.